Oh my gosh, do I wish us when we could all be together. The kids were asking in the Shabbos about Shabbaton. It's going to be. Can't not have a Shabbaton. Remember, you got to start davening. You got to have Rebbe Batzala La Yehudah. Weiter. Zot the Gemara. The Gemara for the Kasha, Rav Yitzchok, had a self-pained master by his Chavero, Bar Boss, our Ami lived like. Alamaski lived at the Chamira Didehu, Odilma Ala Seicha lived like the Yisura Birshu Sekoi. Toshma, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, Amaski by his Chavero, Ala Seicha Lassus Mezuzah. So just like the Seicha is Mechuyiv to put up the Mezuzah, so too the Gemara wants the shelves two, because Chomets, and connect the two sugyas and say that the seicher is the one with the chayiv to be baidik over here. However, you learn the shakra of the tari in the Gemara. And for the Gemara, no, awesome amar of Misharshia Mezuzah Choy Vesadar. Basically, obviously, what I'm doing is what I told my children is Va'ata Kisru Chemes Hashira Azois is that if you want to understand the Gemara, you got to go back to the beginning. You never start a song in the middle of the high part. Start a song. If you want to get on key, you got to start from the beginning. Then it'll sound good. But if you want to understand what the Gemara, the relevance of the Gemara, you obviously have to go back to the Ikar Suffolk for when the Gemara started. Shai. Achamai. So what's the deal? Amru Lav Nachum Bar Yitzchok. Hanina. We have a Mishnah. I'm asking by Yitzchabero imat shaloi mosel l'mafteches chalar bosar. Ala maskilim. Im mishmosel l'mafteches chalar bosar. Allah Seichel. See, everybody said, different people join the Pesach programs at different times, and they get their key to their room, right? You get one key and then one backup key, and then you lose both of them. You ask the front desk for a new set of keys, and they get annoyed with you, and they say, this is the last time we're going to do it. Yeah, we all been there. We all done that, right? You got to get the keys. So when did you get the keys? You call. Are you one of those families that make sure not to miss a meal? And therefore, I got to, once the tea room opens, I got to be there. So I got to be there, you know, like a hakadama to bedikas chametz. Because as long as they give me the option and the, you know, any opportunity to get the free meal, I'll be there. So I already have the seiros mafteches when already on the 13th before Yiddalit, I already got the keys to my room, right? Right, and then I save them always to be the underliners for my gemara and for the sugyas, right? That's what they're used for, right? That's when they become ois mukta, because they have a different tashmish, right? Unless they use dafka for underline, so it's a missing. Okay, but if you get your keys only later on, right? You're a guy who is going to his in-laws for the first days, and he's only coming to Pesach later on. So then Mishimasar Maftechas Chal Yedalid, who's already in the Rishus of the Maskir. So that's the way the Gemara sets it up, and that's the way the Gemara is placed to something. Depends when. It depends when. Depends when the transference was had.
You say the only confirmation acts as a key.
Confirmation?
Yeah.
What's confirmation?
You sign whatever contract.
No, I signed the contract already in January. Once I saw the advertisements in Mishpacha magazine, I already signed the contract. But I don't get my keys until signing the contract doesn't help.
No.
Now the guy with Dika's home. Stay tuned. I mean, it depends what the nature of it. Pashtus, the sign of the contract, doesn't necessarily do anything, but we'll get back to it when we do places. Even pay for the room. Right, so you had a kinyan. Oh, so good. So stay tuned. So let's see. Good. You want to know, does a Kenyan change it? But let's see. From the Brisa, from the Mishnah itself, it says, it's Dafka Magish Mesiris Maftechus. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to see Mirtz Hashem, that Rosh Hashanah, that bring up Kenyanim towards the end of this. Good. So what is this concept? What is Mesiris Maftechus? Zok Rashi. Did someone have a question?
I just wanted to say that the question is a machloket within the Ran and Toisos.
Oh, excellent. Oh, you hear that? You hear what Leon said? He said, stay tuned. This ultimately, your kasha might be a machloket between the Ran and Toisos. Right, like the Marshal points out. Excellent. Excellent. So that's what I'm alluding to. But we're very far away from that. We got to build up to get there.
Good.
Look, the Hebrew Rash, the Siris Mafteya, who kinyan as Siris, the image of the Moser Mafteya, Nichnas, Leal, our boss are, Gala Chaybers Abdika ala Maskir, Shaadayin Isa Bershusa, Yafal Pisha Moser will be Yahin, Karchala Chayba Allah. So says Rashi, you know what the Messiris Maftechas is? It's a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan that now the Seicher is claiming. Since he got that key, there's now a Kenyan, and therefore the room is his, and he now has the Chiyav of Bdikas Chametz. But if he got the keys much later, and the Kenyan only shaft after our Basar was already Chal, so then what? It's on the Maskir to check. And what? So the Chola is on him and he has the one to check. But boy, say, we still didn't talk about, which is going to be a very important Shaila Lamaisa, which probably we should do at the end of this Sugya. I didn't put it on my requirement. This is what happens if you know that the Maskir was. And let's say you have a guy, a Pesach program, that the guy never checked, even if you only got your room after on the Erev Pesach. So most people come up on Erev Pesach. So technically, according to this Gemara, wouldn't. But what happens in a din? Kor Chaim speaks about this. What happens in a din? That's no get to all you, right? Anyone here go on a Pesach program? There you go. Where do you go?
PJ.
Who?
PJ.
In Florida. So what happens if in PJA, and you go usually when?
Day before.
Day before. You're a tier room guy.
Oh,
no, you're flying out of town. I got you. But if a guy goes and he gets it, he doesn't go the day before. Let's say he goes Erev Pesach. So technically, according to the Din of the Gemara, I should be put there. I shouldn't have to do a bedika. But well, what happens if I know that the guy who's running this program, even if he's a from, like, it's just too out of control. There's no way he did a bedika on every single room, right? So what we're gonna have to see the halacha lemaisa from this sugya. What taka do we do? If it's Hashem, that'll be up and coming at the end of this. Okay,
Rebbe.
Yeah.
From this gemara, it seems like Leo Hamas Kibayis El Chaveru Arba Asar is Lav Davka, right? The 14th day. It doesn't really matter what day, as long as he has the keys before the 14th. Meaning, I don't care when
It matters the other way, that if the 14th hit and I didn't have the keys, then the Maskir's Chayim. So it does matter. Right.
Yeah.
I got a ladder.
What?
Ladder, I can't hear you.
Very good.
Stay tuned to the sugya when we talk about Kabbalah Safrayas. A big shout out to you, that. Because we have to discuss, if you don't own it technically, but you have some level of Afrayas, would you be hired for a major machlokes with Rishayim, Ramban, the Rosh, a lot of streets in Rishayim, going to come up in the Dapim that are going to come up, probably in like 6 months.
I don't know
how long we're going to get there, because these sugyas are jam-packed. This parak is amazing. But we're going to get there. That's going to be the major child.
Rebbe.
And the alcohol and the schnapps and all those things. Because there, it's an interesting concept. I only take achrayas when I actually move it out of the bar. Stamazoi, it's like masolik from me, and it's not necessarily part of my schnapps in the room. A person who's soicher a room has the ability and the option to get an added amenity to use the alcohol. But not necessarily because I just walk in there, do I actually am the Kabbalah price on that on the alcohol. At the same time, I can't damage it. And if I damage it, I have to pay for it. So it's like this interesting like animal that is a quasi Kabbalah price, but not necessarily Kabbalah. We're going to get to it. Yeah. Jacob.
Yeah, I was going to ask if that would... just be a Darabanan.
What?
If he has it, like, he doesn't... I remember we had to have two things.
What's he talking about? He's kasha about the alcohol?
Yeah.
No, why should it be a Darabanan? We're going to have to see.
If he has it, if Kabbalah he has it in his room...
No. We didn't learn enough. Kabbalah Zachariah could be potentially enough of a violist that could be Darais. We have to see. We didn't learn this again. We have to get to it. So, Rabbi Sai, I'm going to skip ahead in the Marimakimus. And I'm going to jump to the beginning of Taisus over here in the Abdallah and Aleph Musaf. Perish Rashi, Zok Nehilge Rashi, Taisus Dir Maskalim, Zok Nehilge Rashi, Perish Rashi, the Messiris Amachtechus Kaine, the Messiris Amachtechus Shaf Sakin. That now you are now considered the owner of this property, and therefore you, if you have the keys to this house, or keys to this hotel room, before the 14th at night, so then immediately you become the achrei. You become the one in charge in order to do bedikas chametz. Brektaisis, this Rashi is very problematic. The ein nerlari, the amar meruba, the Gemara says in meruba beferish against us. Gemara babakama ain kesem al, which is a shmaki Gemara for many, many different reasons. Sugi of yeshliach adavar avir, aim shliach adavar avir, sugi of tikkun aben, sugi of Kinyanim by Ganovim. That's a packed daf. You want to know that daf. Baba Kama Ayin Tes. The Gemara at the end, when it's talking about the way a Shomer and becomes Chayav, what type of Kinyan, the Gemara says a line the following. V'shem shekarko niknes v'kesef v'b'shtar v'b'chazoko kach stiris nikne v'kesef v'b'shtar v'b'chazoko. The Gemara clarifies, the Gemara says, stiris, it's talking about stiris kar. You rent a room, if you rent carpet, if you rent a house, so the way that transaction goes about, comes about, is through the same methods of buying carpet. You use the same thing. We do, Rabbi said, it's very important to point out that the halacha for kinyanim, when it comes to buying and purchasing and acquiring carpet, is different than that of acquiring metaltolin. So he is in the first parak of Kiddushin, tell us in Mishnah and Kabbalah, right? And the Sugyas tell us that when you're acquiring karka, you can do it with kesef, you can do it with shtar, with a document, or you can do it with chazaka, locking up the door, putting on a door, whatever a chazaka is, the chazaka of Kinyane chazaka. But when you're buying the telephone, you're buying mobile objects, you're buying a cell phone, you're buying a safer. So that's not nicknames b'kesef shtar b'chazaka. That's nicknames b'agba or b'meshicha or b'mesira. So Gemara has all those kinyanim in terms of movable objects. Not necessarily does one actually. It's not true. Not necessarily. It's wrong. One, the kinyanim for one don't apply to the kinyanim for the other. So now you have this new animal. I'm being seicher. How does my schiris? How does that start halachically? When does my acquisition of the schiris start? So the Mishnah, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that my test also the Kesef Ubishtar Ubechazaka. The Frektais is Akasha and Rashi that the Gemara does not say Mesiris Machtechas, and yet Rashi over here says that Mesiris Machtechas is Kaim. That's problem number one. Problem number two, Rabbi Sai, which Taisus says over here, but he elaborates much more in Baba Kama on that one. Is that if you look at the Gemara on Daf Nun Beis, going on to the Baba Kama, Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara presents this concept of Mesiris Machtechas in a totally different way. So the Gemara is discussing a person who is kaina with a chazaka, or with another shtar, or with kesef. And then the Gemara says, introduces this idea of Mesiris Machtechas. The Gemara says as follows, Amar Rav. Huh? Yeah. Sorry. An Aleph from the Beis going out to the Beis Meral. What did you say? Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Thank you. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amoicher b'Beis l'chaveiro kevet shemassel l'mafteach koni. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, when you're moicher the mafteach and you give him the key to the room, that's when he's claiming. Correct? The Gemara hefi done. What's the case? I b'kaspa l'knei b'kaspa. If there was kesef given, so then he should be kohen with kesef. Ibechazaka, liknei bechazaka. And if it's with a chazaka, so let me kohen with a chazaka. And for the Gemara, lo'ayla bechazaka, u'boi lamemer le'lei chazek v'kani. Kev and shemassel, l'makteach, kemanda amr le'lei chazek v'kani. The Gemara says as follows, you're right. It was nicknames in one of the methodologies that we know works for Mechiris Karaka. Kesef, whatever it was, or it was Chazaka, whatever it is, one of the ways, the classic ways that it works. But there's an added element that's necessary for the Kenyan. Not only enough for you to be Kaina, for Shmuel Levi says you have to also say, Lech Chazek Ukni, go, and now you can acquire this and it's yours. And until you say that, the Kenyan doesn't fully take effect. So the Gemara says a Chiddush, that if I have Mesiris Maftechos, that symbolizes that same idea as relaying the idea, the articulating the words, Lech Chazek Ukni, so that counts, and therefore you had a full-fledged Kenyan. In tandem with your kesef or with your chazaka, the guy gave his maftechus also, so that's going to shop a kinyan. This is why Tosus brings up the Rashbam, and he attacks the Rashbam from this very Gemara. Tosus in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, quotes the Rashbam as follows. That if a person is trying to be koinah, a karka, with from the Nichse Ager. So it's not sufficient for you just to close the door in order to be kind of with Chazaka. Rather, No'al means, which is one of the methods of Chazaka, it means Shekova Manul Bedelis. You took it to the next level. You actually inserted in the door a lock. But if you just, the Have Binyan, Aval Sagar Adelis, but if all you did was I closed the door, the nichse ager ainu chazaka. The ain ze ela kemavriyah harik. Because, well, what am I doing? I'm just protecting the property from a lion that can come or a ganav that can come, and I'm just blocking him by closing the door. But I'm not actually doing something fundamental to the actual guf hakarka, and therefore that wouldn't be a sufficient chazaka to be kind. But then the Rashbam says v'afal gav de beschires habatim. Amar Bereish Pesachas Pesach Me'ar Gemara Dikishamaser Malafteichos Avi Becheskas Asayfer Livdoi Behu Adin Leknoisoi Ani Mila Moicher Master Bais Chavero Avo Benichse Ager Man Maser LeDelivnei. But then the Rashbam says this idea of doing something fundamental, putting the manul on the door, doing Mamish Derech Binyan, that's true. And that's necessary when it comes to Nichse Ager. Masha'enke, when you have a classic Kenyan, when you have a classic Schirus, then it would be sufficient what? To just pass over the Maftechos or do something symbolic like closing the door. So the Rashbam utilizes our Sugya that the Schirus HaMaftechos actually works as what? Kenyanim. He just says there's one place that it's not going to be work as kinyanim, which is where? B'nichse ager. What's the difference in nichse ager and our Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? What? Why is there no one to hand it over? Nichse ager, excellent. So nichse ager is talking about a ger that passed away. And the significance of a ger passing away is he has no yarshim. So there's no makna over here. So I'm just basically acquiring a hefker property. This is ownerless, and now I'm going in and I'm trying to be kinyanim. So in such a situation where I'm trying to be kind of without a makna, now you're going to need a much higher level, symbol of a chazaka in order to take acquisition. But if you have a party that's relinquishing ownership or relinquishing and granting the serious option, like an hour gemara m'sachem and that's valid, then of course if there are two parties, if there's a duel over here, so then avada, then the serious naftechus would also shaf. But also Shafakin. So Rabbi said, this Rashbam is going to be very relevant for us. And I have a feeling that Rashbam might have gotten this idea from who? Or a similar idea from who? From his Zayda. Who is the Rashbam Zayda?
Rashi.
Because Rashi writes similar to that on the Gemara Pesachim Adav Dalet. And Tosis Lishit also. Tosis of a common and base attacks this Rashbam. And he says, "V'kasha l'ri, ha'cha mashma be'edya, the mesiver is ha'mafteches lo'ikoni." Tosis has a murderous kasha. Tosis doesn't ask from Rabbi Kama Ayin Tes, like he does in Masechta Pesachim, but he has an even stronger kasha. He says, look at the Gemara Rabbi Kama. The Gemara Rabbi Kama has mesiver ha'mafteches, and it says mesiver ha'mafteches only helps when? When it's in conjunction with what? A real ma'aseh kinyan, an additional chazaka. An additional kinyan kesef. It works just to do what? To replace the statement of lechazek ukni. It doesn't create a kinyan. So Rashi and the Rashbam are dead wrong from the Gemara in Baba Kam. The Koshel Arif practices. Och nash v'ehed in the Mesiris Mafteach Leikoni. Ela ha'vik armer leichazik v'kni. Dafke gabe chomitz. Who the Tali of Mesiris Mafteach is the Mish Mafteach v'yadu alav livdoi. Himit sheyochel liknois v'zeh abayis livdoi. Says, don't bring me any riots from Sochem Dabdalim Aleph. You totally misunderstood Sochem Dabdalim Aleph. Like Tosis is going to say, Lishitasso, exactly what he says over there, Mokaman and Base. He's going to ultimately say on our Dab. Tosis says, you don't see any pilus over here through Mesiris Mafteches. All you see is the person getting a Mafteach. And that can't be extrapolated out of the Sugya to general Kinyonim that we now could extrapolate for Hilchos Kinyon. We'll get back to what Tosfos says and how Tosfos analyzes our Gemara and the relevance of that. And he's going to veer away from Rashi in terms of his interpretation of Sochem Dabdalim Aleph. Because again, one of the major rayas for the Rashbam was Sochem Dabdalim Aleph. And on that level, Rashi agrees to the Rashbam because that's the way Rashi is interpreting our Gemara, that there is a kinyan through the Mesiris Hamafteya. How are we doing with time, guys?
We're good.
Pretty good.
Give me a timeline.
It doesn't say. It only says 40 minutes. It'll only warn us in the last 10.
Oh, last 10. Okay. So we're not in the last
10. We'll let you know.
That's good. Okay, good. Okay, excellent. Shai. So Rabbi, we need some defending over here. We need some action. We need to really understand what's going to happen with this Rashi, with this Gemara. Seems like Tosfos has some murderous cash. Again, what are the two major Gemaras that are Rayas against Rashi? What are they, everybody say?
Baba Kama.
Baba Kama and Nunbeis. And the Gemara of Leich Hazek and Pnei. What was the other Gemara? What? No, that was the Rashbam. What was the other Gemara? It was the Tosfos himself. Brought it up another Gemara. What was the other Gemara? Ayintet, Bavakam Ayintet. What did Marv Bavakam Ayintet say?
Rabbi, how is it a kasha and Rashi?
And they're what? Kasef Hashara Chazaka, and that applies to also. Right. So now, give me some 1 second, Avi. I'll take your question in a second. Is that a murderous kasha? What do you think? Okay, Rabbi, so forgetting all the Makaris you saw, I want to ask you. Is that a bomb kasha? That Gemara Vokam Ayintes? Seems like it. Anyone can think about a way out from that Gemara?
I was talking about Kenyan.
What? Oh. So what do you want to say, Julia? Oh, says Julian, exactly what the Korban Asanel says, that the Gemara is just telling us that the methods that work by Kinyan Karko work by Stiris Karko also. But it never came to exclude that there might not be other methods and that they actually have to be parallel. The Chiddush of the Gemara is those things that work for Kinyan Karko also work for Stiris Karko. But the Gemara never said that this and only this. So since the Korban Asanel, I don't really necessarily see a kasha like Tosfos does from the Gemara of Avakama and Tes against Shitas Rashi. Maybe there's other methodologies. Maybe Mesiris Mafteches work. And that would, I think, be a valid way to defend Rashi from the Gemara in Avakama and Tes. Rabbi say, well, we really want to zero in on what the Kradishes are, is that what Tosfos asks in Avakama and Beis is really a murderous. That is really a strong kasha, and that seems to be mashma that Mesiris Mafteches does not create opinion, and that challenges what Rashi is saying in Psachim on Dalet Amin Aleph, in that he's saying that the Seicher is chayav over here because he had Mesiris Mafteches. Yeah, Avi.
Okay, Rabbi, so the question on the Korban Nisano, he seems to say that there's like a different level of kinyan necessary.
We're not up to that part of the Korban Nisano yet. We're going to get to it. We didn't say the answer yet. Let's hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yosef, question.
Yeah, Rabbi, how did Tosfos neutralize our Gemara?
So I didn't really fully explain it because we didn't get to the answer of Tosfos, but Tosfos doesn't think you need Bilus here at all. So there's no Kinyanim here relevant that has nothing to do with Tosfos Kinyanim. We'll get back to Tosfos.
But don't you need Bilus to do Bidika?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, you just need a...
Yeah, we're going to get back to Tosfos.
You just need Yotzei v'Nichnas, no?
Right, so that's what we're going to get back to, but we're not up to the pshita of Tosfos. We're just up to the attacks of Tosfos. But ultimately, we're going to see in Tosfos that you don't need Bilus at all. And Rashi jumped the gun over here, and Rashi told us something that wasn't necessary. Okay,
Rebbe, but what about straight up in the Gemara where it says Habal Tzarech Livdo?
What? It's Maskir.
I'm saying Habal. Sorry, if live though. It's saying the Baal. I'm extrapolating from that only the Baal needs
What's problematic?
I'm saying from what we learned earlier on in the year of Habal Sarif,
the Baal Bais. So Baal Bais is going to have to check. There's no one else in the picture.
All right, I took from that only he was the one that's responsible.
There is no one else to be responsible. Rabbi? Yeah.
Can we say that the Gemara in Bava Kamma is exclusively talking about Mechira, and over here in Pesachim we're talking about Schira, and that's why Mafteach could work?
We could say that, but it only has significance if we can substantiate. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the direction we're going to go. In order for us to understand that, we have to really analyze that idea. So we're going to start this by side. It's Moiridika Mahalach of the Tzaisachesh. Running out of time. This meeting will end in 10 minutes. Upgrade now, or don't, you don't want to upgrade. Okay. Put the clock on, by side. Zakhtak Tzaisachesh. Zakhtak Shulchan Aruch of Tzaisachesh to the following side. Where is it? It's in the book.
Nun Gimel.
Both Nun Gimel. My side is nothing sweeter than it says. Says the Baal Tzais Achleishim. Before, let's see the Mechaber, let's see the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Chofer Shimon Bekoisel Zeh, Vehichnes Bokora Achas. Shimon walked into Reuben's property, and he dug a hole in the wall, and he stuck in a beam into the hole in the wall, and he stuck it in. And Reuben remained quiet. It works. He can even switch the beams. And that's his right. Says there, so this chazaka that you need for a sulam and stopping in koros, beams, there are those, quotes from the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh, that say you need to have done this for 3 years, like Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and you had a Taina that it's yours, and then it'll continue to be yours that the Baal Abayis does not have the ability to Taina against you. Basically, the way I said it to Jeremy was this is a formulation of squatting rights. I was using this for the, it's real, if you own property. If you don't take care of your property, you don't guard your property, and a homeless guy starts living there, and he lives there for 5 years, so, you know, in terms of the law, you're going to lose rights to the property. He's going to gain rights because you weren't much. That's the whole concept. There's a little background to the Vavasur, by saying. The whole concept of Cheskas Gimel Shanim works as follows. That I hold my shtar for 3 years if I bought a property. And after 3 years, if you never came and was ma'ar to kick me off the property, so then after 3 years, people don't hold on to their shtars. So if there was a cheskes gimel shanim with a taina that this is mine, meaning I'm claiming that it's mine, and I was living there with that taina and I held the shtar for 3 years. Now after 3 years, you now want to come and be ma'ar and claim that it's yours, sorry. I have a cheskes gimel shanim. And the fact that it's not a reyusa, it's not a problem, the fact that I can't demonstrate and bring a shtar because I don't hold on to a shtar after 3 years, that's what's called a raya of cheskas gimel shanim. This should not be confused, And Rabbi, I'm telling you something that caused a lot of confusion in learning. This should not be confused with the Kinyan Chazakah that we've been talking about up until now in Shir. Kinyan Chazakah and Raya Chazakah of Gimel Shanim work entirely different. Okay? A Raya of Cheskas Gimel Shanim can work based off of a Kinyan of Keset, or a Kinyan of Shtar, or a Kinyan Chazakah that happened at the first day that I bought the property. Now the question is, how do you retain the property? So if it's within the 3 years, I need a Shtar. If it's after the 3 years, then I don't need a Shtar. Whether or not that works, the Araisa, the Rabbanas, Machlokes, the Rabban, and the Tzais, that's already Mitzvah Hashem when we learn about Mavasva together. Cheskas Sabbat, a lot of alumnus there. But fundamentally, these are the two Yisaitis of Cheskas Gimel Shanim versus Kinyan Chazakah. Okay? Good. So now you have this Ramah, and the Ramah says that in order for you to have the rights to shtup in the pole, right, the Neitza Zakora, so you also need 3 years and you need a taina, like the regular way Cheskas Gimel Shanim works. Says the second day in the Ramah, B'yesh Chalkim, B'chol Chazakas Eilu. And there are those that argue that these Chazakas don't work. Good. Comes along with Tzai Sachayish, everybody say, listen carefully, and he quotes Ge'oinim. He quotes, first of all, a Rashbam that says that this Chazakah doesn't need 3 years. It needs a taina, but already, even less than 3 years, the Chazakah works, the Raya works. For that, why is that true? So the Rashbam starts to explain, because they're Tashmish and G'daylam and Tashmish and G'danim, and for this type of Tashmish, it would be enough to have a shorter period of time, and you don't really write a shtar usually on these types of Tashmish, so therefore, it's not something that you would hold on for the shtar for 3 years, like the way Cheskas Gimel Shanim usually works. But the Rashbam says, of course, you're going to need a time, you're going to need a claim that you're presenting with this chazak. But then the Balak Tzai Sefeshin quotes Ge'oinim. I take it one step further. What do the Ge'oinim say? Anyone see the Tzai's from outside? What do the Ge'oinim say? They said, not only do you not need Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you also don't need a what? You don't need a timer? That would never work. A chazaka without a taina? Of course it's working with a taina. How could this chazaka work? Says the Tzai Sachoshin, this goes against every principle that we've ever learned in regards to what? Chazaka. In regards to Cheskas Raya. How does this work? This is wild. You have nothing that now makes this yours. There's no proof that this should be yours. Not only are we confused that now we can accept the Rashbam that says you don't usually write a shtar on these types of tashmishim, on just putting a pole into the property, into the wall of the property, fine, that I'll accept, but at least you should need a taina. The Ge'oinim taking one step further, this mamish works without a taina. This is wild. Ask the Tzai Sachayshin, how does this work? He says that maybe this works, maybe we're messing up in the chazakas. Maybe we started confusing the chazakas. Maybe the chazakah is over here, is the usage of the chazakah, and you're being kinda through what? Kinyan chazakah and not cheskas raya. And what is he, who holds like this? He says, this is like the shittas of the Rambam. There's a major machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. If you have a person who's eating fruits or using the property, does that work as a kinyan chazakah? So the Rambam says, yes, that works as a kinyan chazakah. And that's why you don't need Gimel Shanim, and that's why you don't even need a taina. This is not a Cheskas Raya, like the way a Cheskas Raya usually works to work after 3 years to replace the shtar. This is a Chazakah, midin Kinyan Chazakah, and Achilas Peres usage of the property, according to the Rambam, works for a Kinyan Chazakah. It's a major machlokes, the Rambam arrived at, in Hilchos Mechira, about Achilas Peres does it work for a Kinyan Chazakah. But ask the Tzai Sachayshin, Rabbi say, that's a good answer according to what? Shittas Rambam. Rove Rishonim hold like the Ravid against the Rambam, that there is no concept of Chazakah through Achilas Peres. Chazakah is only what the Gemara says, null, gather, parts. Imamish do something to the Karka. The fact that you're using the Karka is never going to be a Kinyan Chazakah. And the only thing in the playing field is back to square one is what? Is the Cheskas Raya that should work with a Taina. And why is it that it comes over here that there's a different way of being kainit, and this doesn't seem to be the old machlekes, Rove Rishonim hold against the Rambam, that Cheskas Achilas Peres does not work as a Kinyan Chazakah. So how in the world were you coned this object if you don't have a Kinyan Chazakah? Everyone good? Everybody say everyone clear? What is going on? Don't have Cheskes Raya. It's only with the Taina. Cheskes Raya only works with the Taina. And, okay, the 3 years he had a solution for it. Because he said you don't write a star on these types of on this type of arrangement. Just putting a pole into the property, that's his. So the Ktais HaChayshin is stuck, Rabbi. So he doesn't understand what's going on in the Shulchan Aruch. And this is Halacha L'Maaseh, Rabbi. This is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. I'm telling you, I'll read it again. Shulchan Aruch says, Chafer Shimon B'Kaisel. He built a ditch inside the wall, and now it was his clinic. He put a laundry line. He put a kaira inside Reuven's property. And Reuven didn't say anything. It's his. And even if he doesn't have a taina, it's his. Says the Ktais, how? How did this happen? And some people say that this doesn't even need 3 years, and it doesn't even need a taina, which is the strongest kasha. This doesn't work. We don't know like the Rambam that Achilas Paris works. How are you kind of this? Where's your raya? That's the Ktais HaChayshin, Rabbi Yisai. How am I doing with the time? With 10 minutes?
Less than a minute.
Probably do it. I don't want to get the site of the Ktais and then time.
We're about to finish. We should probably start a new Zoom.
I'm a chubadik to the Ktais. I never sold this thing. Once I have a Ktais Gimel Shanim and you never were Ma'ari, you never claimed that it's yours, that's mine. That's a Raya that it's mine. Even though I can't produce a star, that demonstrates that it's mine. So it works as a Raya. But over here, how does this work? I can now just suddenly put this in other people's properties and it works and I don't even need a taina. There it at least works because I was paying, I bought it from you. If you have a Cheses Gimel Shanim and you never say, oh yeah, 3 years ago I bought this from you, so then it's garnished. What does it mean? No, I just been here for 3 years. So what? So what, you've been here for 3 years? We don't give out things for free, right? We don't just give out, should I go? Should I go for it, if I say? We don't just give out free things. That's not the way we run this country.
There you go for it, Rebbe.
Go for it. That's right. What? They have tainas. They have tainas. They have tainas without a kinyan. They have a theorist. And that's not a dirham. No, okay, I'm going to stop. Hevra. Very important to go out there. The Baisa. So, Lamaisa, the FBI might be listening. This is on Zoom. The Baisa, Lamaisa, oh. So this is the kasha of the Ktais HaChayshin. Rabbi said the Ktais HaChayshin, we call it this kasha, says a gevaldik yisrael. And the tzeiva says something very similar. But he introduces this concept with a parsha shmuz from none other than parsha shmuz. My bar mitzvah parsha. Kum ishalich ba'oretz. Go get up. What's lashon in the pasuk? From what I know. Boom, salei baretz l'arkal rafa kilchot nena. Right? Boom, salei baretz. Shkaya Moshe. Boom, salei baretz.
Moshe, take away that avodah zarah, please. It's disgusting.
Boom, salei baretz.
Yeah.
In the background of Job 21. Kum Salek Baretz. So the Gemara of Basra has a fascinating Machloikas Tanoim. What's the dinner of Isaiah? Alach L'maisa. I want to be kind of a chazaka, but I don't put up a new door or a lock, and I don't build ditches and dig inside the property, but I do the following of Isaiah. I take a walk. I walk around the borders of the property. It's called halicha. Does halicha work to be kaina, or does halicha not work? It says the Gemara of Asra. What do you mean? Rabbi Lazar says, about the halicha works, because everybody knows the parsha this week. You're on Zoom? Oh. So says, I just got confused. I got thrown off. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu, walk around Eretz Yisrael, La'archa ularachba, it's width and it's length, kilacha et nena, because I'm going to give it to your children.
What was that? You didn't tell.
So Zokter Belozer, Zokter Belozer, that was a Kenyan. That was a Kenyan Alicho. And that's a Raya Lederi Dairis for year 2020 that a Kenyan Alicho will work for any piece of real estate that you're going to buy. That's Shita Sar Belozer. My time in the Rebel Lozer, the Sikumis Alicho, all right, Slarko Lerachba, Kilacha Adnena. So Rabbi said, we don't pass him like Rebel Lozer. We don't pass him like it's a Kenyan. And Rabbanan disagree. Verabbanan osam mishum chavibusa da Avram hu dekamerle. Achi, this was out of the love and affinity towards Avram that he said this. Kidei sheye noyach lichboish lifnei bana. So that it should be easier for his children and his einaklach and the future generations to capture the property. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Kidei sheye noyach lichboish lifnei bana. Anyone have a shot?
Let me come back with what's the...
What?
With Yeshua?
The Zakhtar Rashi, Zakhtar the Rashbam, and Bab Vasuk, Dabaluki Yorshim Lok Gazlonin, Lo Yehe Rishus Lissatan Lekatri, Lo Pishon Peh, Labal Midas Hadid. Well, it'll already look like it's theirs, we're comfortable, and the Balaba and the Satan will know that this is theirs, and he won't have the ability to be the cat. So, that's the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, and the Gemara is Halacha L'Maisa. We pass from like the Rabbanan. Kinyan Alicha does not shop a Kinyan, and it's only good if you actually do Nal Gadar or Paratz. You do something fundamental to the gland, but just walking around the width and the length. Avram Avinu, Rabbi Yisai, there's a Machlekes Tanoim, how to learn the Pesukim in our parts of this week. Unbelievable. Did Avram Avinu shop a Kinyan? Did Avram Avinu not shop a Kinyan? Namely, Rabbi Yisai, I want to ask you the following question. You should bring this up at your table on Shabbos. When Avram Avinu walked around Eretz Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give you the field. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. Did Avram Avinu own Eretz Yisrael or not? When did we get ownership of Eretz Yisrael? Was it only in the times of Yehoshua? And Avram Avinu was just symbolic, like the Shita of the Rabbana? Or, according to Rabbi Lazar, no, he already had some sort of kinyan, which might complicate things, Rabbi Yisai. I keep this on your radar. According to Rabbi Lazar, that there was actually a full-fledged bialus on the property. So how is it that you have Gemaras later on that seem to demonstrate to the fact that what? That Eretz Yisrael was not in our hands until we moved in. Namely, there's a major Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us what? That there were certain harim that were able to ultimately be endowed with kedusha, like the Beis HaMikdash, because since it wasn't in our property, so then it lends itself to bittul of Avodah Zarah. And it was the Goyim were the ones who owned Eretz Yisrael at that point in time. So you see that the Gemara is implying that there was no bialus on all the land of Eretz Yisrael. And that had halachic ramifications in terms of endowing kedusha in it later on, subsequently, in terms of the future makom hamikdash. So how could Rabbi Lazar say that Avram Avinu made a kinyan if the Gemara elsewhere sounds like Rabbanon that we didn't necessarily have a kinyan that was owned by the Goyim at that point in time? But that's not for now. Rabbi said that might be some other discussion later on, which is a fascinating halachic significance, what the nature of Eretz Yisrael was, even according to Rabbi Lazar, and how he gets around all of those Gemaras is a major discussion of the Mishnah Melech in his Sefer Parashas Drachin on his essays, halachic essays on the Torah, that he discusses what was the nature of the land at that point in time. This also gets into Rabbi Yisai what? The Machloikas between also this week's Parasha, the Roe Lot and the Roe Avram, and Machloikas with Yitzchak. Later on in future parashios, there was a machlekes whether or not all the land was ours at that point in time, and therefore we're allowed to allow our animals to graze in those properties, and Yitzchak held not like that. So how does Rabbi Lazar deal with all of those questions? These are fascinating questions about historically, when did we actually attain the land of Eretz Yisrael, which has different implications in terms of learning all of the stories, both in this week's parasha and subsequent parashas in terms of in terms of getting around halachic issues, in terms of usage and in terms of endowing kedusha to it later on. But then the Gemara says the following: even Rabbanan that disagree with Rav Elazar that kinyan alicha is not kind of property. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, Moedim Chachomim Rav Elazar, Bishvil Shal Kramim, the path of the vineyards. Then the rabbis agree to Rav Elazar, Hoyel Benasa Lehiloch, Nikne Behiloch. Since the Shvil Shal Kramim is Nasa Behiloch, Nasa Lehiloch, so therefore it's also Nikne Lehiloch. What does that mean? What does that mean, Rabbi Yisrael? I understand. There's machlokes tanan. Rabbanan hold kinyan hilach is not a good kinyan. Rabbi Elazar holds kinyan hilach is a good kinyan. Machlokes whether or not Avraham Avinu historically had a kinyan in our parsha of Eretz Yisrael or did not have a kinyan in our parsha of Eretz Yisrael. Very important marvel of Basa that cook in light of this week's parsha. So why is it that Rabbanan suddenly are moide when it comes to Shvil Shal Kramim? Yeah, David.
I don't know why Davka Shvil Shal Kramim, but if it's the idea that the whole idea of a shvil is for walking on, so when I demonstrate, I'm like, I'm doing some sort of tashmis related with that action.
The Gemara says what David said, Shvil Shal Kramim, what's the point of Shvil Shal Kramim? It's like, it's a path. It's like, you know, an easement that you have on the property for cutting through, so you don't have to walk through all the streets. You guys have this in your communities? There's certain blocks that cut into other blocks. There's certain paths. And then a person, so how are you kind of that? So you're kind of that through Hiluch. So now suddenly Rabbanon are made that Hiluch works in certain Indians, or if the whole essential, you know, essence of the item that you're trying to be kind of is only Le'inyan Hiluch. There's no other purpose of the Shvil Shal Kramim. That's the only thing it's used for, is just Le'inyan Halicha. To ask about Tzitz HaChayshen, how does that work? Manavshah. If a kinyan doesn't work, if it's not good in Hilchos Kinyanim, so why should it be good if this area is only limited for that usage? If you don't subscribe to the kinyan, why is that good? Says the Baal Tzai Sachoshin Rabbi Yisrael, you see from here something fascinating. The Gemara is telling us that there's a new level of kinyanim. There's a new level of kinyanim. That what? That if you're not trying to be kind of the guf hadovar, but rather I'm only trying to what? Have access to this area, l'shimush, to just have tashmishin, which is defined as usages, Rabbi Yisrael, but I'm not actually trying to be kind of the chefta, to be the bailim on the item, then we see from the Gemara already, even according to the way we passed in like Chachamim, that the laws of Kinyanim could be totally different, could be take on a different life, and could be look appear differently than what they would hold in regular Hilchos Kinyanim. It means Chachamim hold if you're trying to be kind of the Guf HaKarka, like Avraham Avinu was trying to be kind of, or Rebbe Elazar was saying that what didn't accomplish to be kind of the Guf of Eretz Yisrael, to be a Bailam on Eretz Yisrael. So that doesn't accomplish. But if all you want is the ability to have usages for that area, so then Chachamim would say, if you're just trying to get it for halicha, so then we'll be maskim that le'inyan halicha for usages, so then halicha will work like Rabbi Elazar's sheep. Yeah, David.
But the Gemara is not, it's not mashma that I'm acquiring it for the purpose of walking through it. It's just saying I can walk through it and acquire it because that's what it's used for. Meaning, so you're telling that based off of what the Ksuzer is saying, I wouldn't be allowed to now.
Shvil Shal Kramim, according to Rabbanan, correct.
What?
Yeah. According to the Ksuzer Sachoshin, the way he learns the Gemara, you would not be able to be Makdish this Shvil Shal Kramim because you're not a full fledged one, correct.
It's not Mashmah in the Gemara.
I hear you're saying that they hold that you're. The way he's learning, whole Vinasis Lehilah, kind of Behilah, since your imperative, your interest is only in order to be able to get access Lehilah. That's the only reason you're trying to get involved, and you're not trying to buy the actual item, so therefore it would be good. David's saying, no. The Gemara's Mashal, Manasseh Shel Hilach, then you're able to be kind of completely, then they're masking through Rabbi Elazar. So it's very, then the Ktzai says that's very difficult, because if you hold that such a kinyan doesn't exist, then it's very difficult to say that it exists on certain items. The Ktzai says, I have a reason, I have a rationale why the Rabbanan were actually being masking le'inyan, a kinyan that they hold doesn't exist. It's because I'm differentiating what is your purpose. What are you trying to achieve? What is your goal over here? And therefore, that's why this limited kinyan would work on this limited type of acquisition. Okay?
Maybe it's davka by halicha just because we have the source from Avraham and it shouldn't work for other things?
So you're right. From the Gemara, you don't know anything else. But says the Ktzai Sechoshen, I'm going to utilize this Gemara as the source of the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch and these shittas that hold there's brand new kinyanim when it comes to putting the pole into someone else's property, even if I didn't have a time. Because even though this is not working through regular Hilchos kinyanim, and I didn't do a regular kinyanim, and even though I hold in general like the shita of the Rahibid and Rob Rishonim that Achilas Peiros is not a kinyan chazaka, that's if it's what? That's if you're trying to take full-fledged ownership of the actual item. But if my whole purpose is not to take full-fledged ownership over the actual item, and my whole purpose is what? Is just to have access to certain usages and kashmishin, and I'm trying to be kind of the ability to use the property. Even Shimon in this situation never would tie it to Reuven that I own the property, that the property is mine. I just want to continue the usages that I've been able to use. On that level, we have lower criteria for kinyanim, just like Chachamim Shita, Ligabe Shvil, Shokramim. So says the Ktzai Sechoshen, that's why you have this new animal, that as long as you used it, and no one said anything, so then you can continue to use it, and that's a kinyan, le'inyan tashmish adol. Because you're not trying to be koine the guf adol.
Rabbi.
Even though most Rishonim hold that Achilas Peiros don't work, that's to own the item, to buy the property. But if I allowed you to use it, and you did the Tashmish, and you never said anything, now you're able to continue using it, and he doesn't have the ability to stop you. He granted it to you, he allowed you to use it, now you were kind of, not the property, you were kind of the ability to use the property for a certain pastures that you were using, that the Bialim never stopped you, and that they granted you Rishos to begin. So there's a new level and halacha of kinyanim, le'inyan what? Not le'inyan ownership, but le'inyan tashmishim. Yeah, Jacob.
So are we connecting this to a Pesach program?
No. We didn't connect. I didn't say that. I didn't get to there yet. Rabbi Isai, hold on. So Mirza Hashem, Rabbi Isai, we have to figure out why this Ktzais. We're not learning Bava Basra. We're not learning Hilchos Kinyanim. We are learning Parshas Lech Lecha, so that's nice. That's not why I'm doing this, Rabbi Isai. Mirza Hashem will bring things full circle and will hopefully, through this Ktzais, I want you to start thinking how this might be a possible opening to the Sugya and Seth's Psachim Shitas Rashi, that perhaps he had a different mahalach over here that he could now thwart the, I don't know if I said that right? Is it thwart the questions of Tosos from both of Akamah and Beis and of Akamah and Psachim Daf Dalit and Amir Tzashem we will see tomorrow, and then we will hopefully by tomorrow finish the entire Sugya and come out with some halakha l'maisa about the Pesach programs. Rabbi Isai, I'll see you tomorrow.